Week 4, Day 5. Every Girl in Heaven. Passages regarding the reception of clothes, gardens, and money in heaven. Diary of Spiritual Experiences, or Collections from the Spiritual World, number 5660 through 5666. How maidens are educated in the other life and in heaven. 3, 4, or 5 are kept together, and each one has her own room, and in it her bed. Near that is a tiny little chamber for their clothes and for necessaries. There is also given them a cupboard with cases or drawers, so that they may put away in them things which they value. In these they take much delight and store such things up in them. They are always kept at work, which is embroidery, worked upon white linen. They embroider flowers and such things, and the things they produce by labor are either for their own use, or they give them to others. They do not sell them. These groups, unawares to themselves, receive garments with which they clothe themselves every day, a better garment for feasts. And they have a little garden also. And, as long as they are maidens, there are only flowers in them, but no fruits until they become wives. When they see a spot on their clothes, it is a sign that they have been thinking ill, and that they have done something which ought not to be done. The spots cannot be washed out, as from clothes in the world. When they find out what they have thought and done, for at such a time they always think about that, they then see the blemishes and their evils. If they then get the better of them again, the spots disappear from the clothes of their own accord. In like manner, when they see in their chamber that any one of their clothes is missing, they then immediately know that they have done amiss. Hence is their self-examination, and, if they do not know themselves what is wrong, a wife comes who tells them. If they see that there is a new garment in the chamber, they then inwardly rejoice, because they know what they have done is well. When also they see that little flowers in their little gardens become dim or change into worse ones, their attention is arrested. If into better and more beautiful ones, they rejoice, because there is a token that they have thought well. Also there are given them coins of silver or of gold, and these they carefully treasure up because they are tokens of industry or of virtue. They have the written word and psalters, and they take with them to the preachings. They likewise read in them, and if they do not read, either some garment is taken away or the little garden disappears. Questions and comments. 1. Did you grow up singing this song? For many, there is a fond affection for the song, and many people don't even realize that they're singing about a memorable relation. 2. Diary of Spiritual Experience, or Collections from the Spiritual World, number 5661, states that in heaven they don't sell their handwork projects, but only give them away or keep them for themselves. Do you think that this is a principle of heaven that can be applied on earth? Or is this one that's better left for the next life? 3. Perhaps it's fair to say that giving gifts freely feels better than selling them. This is not always feasible on earth. Perhaps we would be happier to give various handwork projects away for free, even if it's not doable for monetary reasons.